Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness in Human Events. And the Dusty One enters the studio, the chapeau, the bullwhip, the bag of tricks, immediately. Thaddeus, you have a question for the Dusty One.
Indiana, 44 gold coins and buried treasure have recently been found. And there's a rumor that the Emperor Heraclius is going to file suit to have them returned. What can you tell us?
That is very likely true. You're right. We've made a great discovery because it reflects an important moment when the Muslim conquest of the Byzantine Empire and the establishment of the Umayyad Caliphate at Banias. I've talked about it before. It was called Peneus earlier. And this is the Hermon River Nature Reserve. They were building something next to a Druze holy site and came at the base of a wall, and they found these 44 coins, most of them from the period of Heraclius, 610 to 641 CE. But what's interesting about them is that the coins show the Heraclius at different stages, but also first alone and then with his two sons. And you see the subsequent coins showing the sons as older and older and eventually equal with the father. It's about 170 grams was concealed at the base of a stone wall at the time of the conquest. Obviously, the owner thought he is escaping now, but would come back. And because they're all from, most of them are from the Byzantine Emperor Heraclius, we know what took place and how it progressed during that period. Banias is remains of buildings and water channels and pipes. It's a very important site where many historical discoveries have been made. And it served as a cultic site to the god Pan, from whose name the original Panaeus came. So it reached its peak in the early Roman period when Herod the Great and his son rebuilt the city and named it Caesarea Philippi in honor of the Roman Emperor Augustus.
Andiana, your colleagues working in archaeology in and around you, I know you go for plunder, Indiana, but some of these archaeologists, they merely use tools to date events such as Iron Age battlefield. This is the Fertile Crescent where everybody was either a warrior or a victim. Have found a way to use the Earth's magnetic field to date your plunder. How so, Indiana?
This is amazing because it's a new tool. People from 20 countries, experts, researchers, helped join in reconstructing the Earth's magnetic field recorded in burnt remnants at 17 archaeological sites. And they recorded 21 archaeological destruction layers at these sites using this new dating tool, which is an advance on the means that we have used, including carbon dating. And they were able to show, they could disprove or prove, they were burnt during the same military campaign or at different times. And in fact, all of them justify and verify the Hebrew Bible accounts of the battles that took place with the Assyrians, the Egyptians, the Arameans, the Babylonians, were indeed correct. One shows the research that Babylonians were not only responsible for the destruction of Judah, with sites in the Negev that survived until several decades later, probably destroyed by the Edomites as well later on. So the new dating tool is based on geomagnetic data from sites whose exact destruction dates are known from historical sources. So this will give a whole new phase and insight into the archaeological discoveries and the recordings of this history.
So what this can do is validate the dates or the indications of the Hebrew Bible.
It validates the Bible, the accounts of the events, because we know the sites in Israel, and they're able to go to those sites now, and using that information and the geomagnetic data to determine that it was in the same period.
All the better for you, Indiana, searching for more 100%. Plunder. Yes, sir. All those gold coins out there dropped out of the pockets.
Yeah, my Geiger counter.
Yeah, running for their lives. Indiana Honlein, the Dusty One. Back out and on the trail. Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.